and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
We put everything back in place and we just walked out.
United Auto Workers went on strike at midnight, leaving their jobs at a Ford plant in Wayne, Michigan, a Stellantis complex in Toledo, Ohio, and a GM assembly facility in Wentzville, Missouri. Union President Sean Fain joined them in Michigan.
This is our generation's defining moment. The money is there. The cause is righteous. The world is watching.
More from CBS's Jared Hill.
The UAW is seeking up to a 40% raise, while the three automakers are offering about half that. Also on the wish list, a 32-hour work week and the return of pensions.
Negotiations are on hold until at least tomorrow. Hurricane Lee has lost more steam. It's Category 1 now as it continues on a path toward the East Coast. It could make landfall in Maine or Canada over the weekend. Meteorologist Chris Warren at the Weather Channel.
Tropical alerts from southern Massachusetts all the way up through coastal Maine, even inland from down east Maine, could have some strong tropical storm force winds.
A federal grand jury in Delaware has indicted Hunter Biden on gun charges. Correspondent Catherine Herridge.
The three felony counts Hunter Biden faces stem from his possession of a handgun in October 2018, identified in court records as a Colt Cobra 38 special revolver. The president's son is accused of making a false and fictitious statement about his drug use on a federal gun form and to a firearms dealer. The third count alleges he did knowingly possess a firearm while on drugs.
Three astronauts blast off from Kazakhstan in a few hours.
Nearly 3 weeks after a SpaceX Dragon brought four new crew members to orbit, a Russian Soyuz will carry three more to join them and three others. NASA astronaut Laurel O'Hara and Roscosmos cosmonauts Oleg Konyenko and Nikolai Chubb will have a quick trip up, less than 3.5 hours from launch to docking, with a six-month stay ahead. The crew members they'll replace are due back in about 2 weeks. They include U.S. single mission endurance champ Frank Rubio, who will have been on station for more than a year. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
While the spacecraft gets set to go up, we're learning about a commercial airline flight that went way down on Wednesday during a flight from Newark to Rome. United confirms it plunged more than 28,000 feet in just 10 minutes. It was forced to return to the airport in New Jersey, where the 270 passengers boarded a different flight to Italy. The problem, the FAA says, an issue with cabin pressurization. No injuries reported. S&P futures are up 2. Dow futures ahead 69. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
We said 1,500 hours.
Dax's hangar flies high thanks to his military precision.
Job, you copy?
He wants to land some aircraft mechanics, preferably with a military background.
Okay, I wasn't aware of a new timeline.
Cancel. Stand by for new assignments.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day. Or still going to give it all I can. Or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 74. Today, under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, chance for scattered storms, lows around 53. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, highs around 72. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, engineer, and guest host. It is Mr. Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call every afternoon, 12:15 to 1 with Will Walter. I almost said Dueling Tangents. I swear to goodness I did.
What's that? I don't know what that is.
It is Thursday, September 14th, 2023. We are in the old Tangents time slot now at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, so
for those Civic Media listeners that have been with us for a while.
Yeah, and it's weird not to be on the air every Tuesday, at 2 is when I join you, right. But every day at 2. But thrilled to be with you on the board, filling in for Mr. Zommers in his absence on this Thursday afternoon.
He is up at a resort in the UP having a cucumber facial, but along with Pat Kreitlow. They're enjoying themselves up there, a little bare foot rub. They use a bear claw and rub their feet, I guess. That's what they do in northern UP spas.
That's not what I do when I go up to the UP, but I guess to each their own.
We'll check in with Mr. Zommers to get the real story on Monday, but glad to have Luke along. Glad to have you here as well. Coming up this hour, going to take your phone calls on this Megan Wolf situation. The administrator of the Wisconsin elections here in Wisconsin, she oversees over 2,000 clerks across the state of Wisconsin. These are the folks in your town hall. Back when I used to vote in Bloom Township in Richland County, it's just a little old one-room schoolhouse. You got places like that all the way down to Milwaukee, where you have big banks of electronic machines. There are county, village, city, town clerks that, and they are doing God's work to preserve democracy. These are wonderful people. And Megan Wolf did a great job, won national awards overseeing them. And during COVID, I know it's shocking, but she listened to science and doctors and said, well, you know what? We should take some protocols to have people put masks on and have disinfected. And because of that, Republicans got their undies in a bundy and said, well, obviously that means she's a terrible person. Protecting our village and town clerks, that's terrible. And so they trumped up this whole deal to get rid of her, pun included. And so they trumped it up. They said, we're going to get rid of her. And Devin Lemieux, who I've never met that I recall, he does not appear to be the brightest bulb on the string, because even I, who have dyslexia and am bad at math, if you tell me there are six people on a committee and you ask me, Toddy, how many is a majority of six? Well, I got my fingers up here. I say, well, that'd take 1, 2, 3. If I have four fingers up, I still got two fingers over there. That means four is a majority of six. Devin Lemieux says, nope. Actually, three is majority, because the law requires that it takes four people to put Megan Wolf to reappoint her. Lemieux said it took three. The attorneys up at the Capitol said, Mr. Leader, you're not right. He said, I don't care. And he did it anyway. And so they rushed this through the committee, you understand. And now today on the floor of the state Senate, they have what they're calling firing. To Luke's point, how can you when it's not even a legitimate action? And so allegedly, they think that they have gotten rid of Megan Wolf. But Luke, why might not that? Why should that be argued?
Well, because the if they were voting on a reappointment, the whoever's serving in that absence until their replacement is confirmed, according to state law. Now, this is precedent here because throughout
of who.
Frederick Prenn.
Prenn.
In 2021. This is how long ago this was. April 30th of 2021 was when Frederick Prenn's term on the Natural Resources Board ended. And Sandra Dinas, Governor Evers' appointment to that board, was never confirmed.
Right.
Like hundreds of other appointees by the governor, never confirmed by the state Senate.
On an unprecedented level, by the way.
Yes. Yes. Just a... straight out of the playbook that Mitch McConnell did at the national level to hold up judgeships for the Obama administration. And they're still slow walking a lot of confirmations in the U.S. Senate for the Biden administration. Republicans here in Wisconsin said that works. We're going to do it here, too.
Right.
And we're going to take away power in a lame duck session. And then we're going to just not confirm any of his appointments. The Evers appointments are just going to sit there and wait. And so Frederick Prenn took his case before the courts. I believe this lawsuit, I forget which circuit court it started in, but it made its way all the way up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and the then 4-3 conservative majority said, well, the term doesn't end until there is a vacancy by somebody resigning, so it just doesn't seem like until somebody gets confirmed that Megan Wolf has to go anywhere. Because that is the what Frederick Prenn and the then conservative Supreme Court condoned last year.
So let me just get this straight, because sometimes I got to go a little slow for Todd. So the conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court said, no, actually your term doesn't end when it ends. It ends when you want to.
Essentially. And, that's what Frederick Prenn was serving at his own pleasure until he stepped down.
I've seen Frederick Prenn. I wouldn't want to give him any pleasure. But, I mean, the point is well taken that this guy has just said, no, I'm not going anywhere. And the conservative Supreme Court said that's fine. And now that the shoe is on the other foot, now that there is somebody that Republicans don't like saying, well, I'm just going to stay here too. Now they want to say, no, you can't do that. And so they're taking this vote. But we can laugh about this. It's fine. But it is absolutely serious. Because this is an attack on Wisconsin democracy and our vote. So what do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Take your calls. Discuss with Luke after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. High temperatures reach up to 77 today under mainly sunny skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows dip down to about 57. Overcast. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 73. Upper 60s Sunday. Warmer on Monday with highs in the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 51 degrees.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The Tellable Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 15 now past the hour of 2 o'clock, and it is 1992 all over again. Every time I hear this song, keep it going. Every time I hear this song, all I can think about is Hillary Clinton and Tipper Gore. After Clinton gives his big speech accepting the nomination in 92, Tipper and Hillary come out, and they put their hands on each other's shoulders, and they go back and forth like this, and their hair's flying everywhere.
I don't remember 1992. I'm so sorry.
See, I thought we could get through 2 hours. I thought we could do it without an old man Todd comment, but no.
Hey, you were in a much better mood this week than last week was Todd, old man Todd yelling at the clouds week, and much less of that this week.
Sometimes things get under my skin, but I try not to let it. You know, this is why I need Kira Sabin on the show every 2 weeks just to
there
have
you
some
go.
Therapy.
Just clear it out.
By the way, a programming note. And many people will be happy to hear this. I will not be here tomorrow.
Who's going to be happy to hear that?
Well, I'm sure there are some people.
Folks listening to the Todd Alba show aren't going to be thrilled to hear that people Todd Alba's
they
not
just listen
be here.
They just listen to Grouse.
Okay.
I will not be here, but here's the deal. We have an all-star lineup tomorrow on the show. In hour number one, Pat Kreitlow from Up North News hosting in hour one. Luke will also be here filling in for Mr. Zomers.
Yes.
So it'll be
a complete fill-in as a show, essentially.
But it's a reunion of the early Pat Kreitlow show days of North News when you used to engineer and produce Pat's show.
Yes, and I can't wait for Pat to have a full hour just to, you know, make fun of me.
Well, yeah, I don't believe you'll have a full hour because I believe, I'm still waiting for confirmation, but I believe our biweekly guest, Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger, former NFL player, will be here in the 1:30 hour for you and Pat to talk to. And, of course, he went through a couple of season-ending injuries with ACLs. And so he's going to be able to speak directly about what Aaron Rodgers is going through, or I mean, at least in his situation, having been an NFL player, what that means. And also, should Badger fans be very nervous about this first loss to Washington State, the Cougs? Brady will be in to talk about all that at 1:30 with you and Pat. And then
I'm going to ask Brady as well what his definition of a safety is, because last Saturday night, I watched a safety happen on that football field, and somehow forward progress was ruled at the 1-inch line. It wasn't even a 1-yard line thing. It was at the 1-inch line, and they're like, oh, that's not a safety. I've never seen somebody get tackled in the end zone like that, and then it not result. Like, the NCAA officials are just scared to call a safety a safety, seemed like. So that was frustrating. And I'm going to get Brady's take on that if he is able to join us tomorrow.
I believe he will. So Brady Ewing in with Pat and Luke at hour one. And then at hour two, keep the children indoors, set the VCRs, and hang on to your hats. Because it is not just 1 hour of Matt Flynn tomorrow. It is two. In hour two of our show, Matt Flynn, host of Matt Flynn Direct, will be here live taking your calls and reminding you that fascism creeps in.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
On the I have not got the opportunity to solo produce Kristen or Jane. Right. So I haven't produced As Goes Wisconsin, but I believe every other standard weekday program and in a lot of our 7 p.m. evening weekday shows, I've got a chance to produce. So.
This is why you're the executive producer.
It just means Luke's available to fill in when everybody else needs to be gone. That's what it comes down to.
Todd's available because Todd is just single and has no life. That's I'm always available. If you'd like to weigh in on these things. So anyway, I'm not here tomorrow, but you're in good hands with Pat Kreitlow in hour one, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct in hour two. And of course, Luke is here to sew it all together. So Zomers and I are back on Monday, but that is the show for tomorrow. It will be fantastic.
It's going to be a great time. We're looking forward to it.
As my former teacher, Ken Lewis, likes to say, a good time had by all. So that is the show tomorrow. Love to have you join us to weigh in on this Megan Wolf situation, head of basically all of Wisconsin's election clerks. That's her main job, is to oversee elections in Wisconsin. And Republicans have taken this vote, which the attorneys of the legislature say they can't, but they did anyway. And now they're claiming she has to step down. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 if you'd like to join us. My big concern is, without Megan Wolf there, if she decides to step down, without somebody like her there, this opens up a door for greater intimidation of our election workers at each of our local municipalities. And this is a tactic by the mega folks, not the mainstream Republicans, your neighbors that just vote Republican across the yard from you. I'm talking about the mega leadership in the Republican Party. One of their tactics is to scare and intimidate local election workers to drive down votes, particularly in Democratic-leaning districts. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Beautiful Grafton, Wisconsin. And Tom from Grafton, what say you?
Hi, Todd. Great show. I, like you, had been a Republican until just after Scott Walker. He helped open my eyes and what's really happening, at least in this state. And I'd like things to go back to, I don't know, maybe the Tommy Thompson era and have some truth and honesty in what people say. I'd also like to mention, I tried to listen to the Packer game last week, and I tried to stream it on the download, and it didn't seem to work. So I'm wondering, is the Packers, do you have to actually listen on the radio to actually pick them up?
Tom, you're as Mike Lucas, former color commentator at the Badgers, used to say, your comment, your question is timely indeed. Because you know who we have right now co-hosting the show is our executive producer who can directly answer this question, Tom. Hang on the line here. Here it is. Mr. Mathers, what say you?
Just like the Milwaukee Brewers not being available on WRCE today during the day game for our stream on the Civic Media app, you cannot stream the Green Bay Packers. You got to listen on the terrestrial signals for WRJN down in Racine and Kenosha and up in Park Falls. They're one of the newest additions to Civic Media, so I don't know their numbers and frequencies.
WPFW. Or WPFP, pardon me, WPFP. Yeah, up in Park Falls. Also, WRCO on the FM dial down in Richland Center. Also plays.
So Packers affiliate.
In Grafton, Tom, I'm not sure. Can you get any of those stations? I don't think so, probably, huh?
So you're saying I can't stream any of those stations, and I have to be within their listening area?
The AM, you may be in the AM frequency for RJN. You're like right on the outer cusp, but I'm not certain. You have to check out the Civic Media website, Tom, where we've got all of our interactive maps for coverage patterns. You can check out there. Otherwise, drive on down to the Packers, to Racine and Kenosha, and listen to the Packers. It's going to be really important 2 weeks from tonight. You're not even going to be able to watch the Packers on broadcast television. And if you don't have an Amazon Prime membership, only way to listen to the Packers is on your Civic Media stations that carry them. So WRJN, WRCO, and
WPFP.
PFP up in Park
Falls. So, to answer the question.
I guess my last question.
Oh, go ahead. Yep.
Sure. My last question is that going to change so we can... So I can stream it and actually hear wherever I want in Wisconsin.
If we had our way, absolutely. It's not a Civic Media decision for either the Packers or the Brewers. It is a contract of the NFL and Major League Baseball. So because there are specific areas for both of those leagues to stream all the games. So we're not allowed because the rights are sold to the league and not farmed out to individual stations like us.
Too bad.
I know. Beyond our control, as they say. I wish we could help you out there. But yeah, as Luke said, on the AM side for Racine, it is 1400. So 1400 AM. Check it out. Maybe you can, you know, put some tinfoil on your antenna. I don't know.
You can stream the Wisconsin Badgers, though. Yes. So this this Saturday, 11 AM kickoff, you're going to want to tune in on numerous civic media stations where you can catch the Wisconsin Badgers, WFHR, WR, this RCE. See, Richland Center throws me off because it's RCE versus RCO. So I'm pretty good about all these signals, Todd.
Badgers are on RCE.
There we go. So yeah. RCE in Richland Center, as well as several other civic media stations. So just you can stream the Badgers, but you can't stream the professionals, unfortunately, Tom.
Beyond our control. But Tom, appreciate the call as always. Thanks for calling in and being part of the show. On back to the subject of Megan Wolf, which we were talking about here before, that Megan Wolf, of course, oversees all the election clerks throughout the state of Wisconsin, our local clerks, over 2,000 folks across the state of Wisconsin, great folks, protected democracy. And the state Senate, under the leadership of Senate Leader Devin Lemieux, today took a vote which they claim ousts her from her position. Luke has pointed out,
I claim I'm Superman today. I don't know what these words mean. If the lawyers for the legislature are saying the renomination vote that they took doesn't count, how does this oust anybody? I don't get it. It's just I'm going to go up there and say that I'm the Senate Majority Leader. Like, what?
You would make a great Senate Majority Leader.
But guess what? I have no standing. I haven't been elected to the state Senate, and there's it just doesn't work that way. You can't do and say whatever you want just because you think you have the power to do and say whatever you want.
You think Luke's worked up?
Yeah.
Check out this caller from WMDX on our text line. You can text us via the Civic Media app on either Apple or Android. This from the WMDX text line, quote, infuriating that Devin Lemieux refuses to remove fraudulent elector and admitted vote suppressor Robert Spindell from the Wisconsin Election Commission, but votes to, quote unquote, fire Megan Wolf. When is Lemieux going to be held to account for continuing to let Spindell taint the Wisconsin Election Commission?
That is an excellent point, Texter. That is just an added layer, too, that I wasn't even thinking about. One of the three voters that Devin LeMahieu is counting in taking up the renomination of Megan Wolf is a fraudulent elector.
Do you do that? Are you like Matt Flynn? You just call people by the wrong name to tick him off?
I don't know how it's pronounced.
It's Lemieux. But it's just like he called.
I heard Lemieux a bunch. So
he they're wrong. Whoever said that.
Okay.
But I don't care.
I guess I'm wrong.
But no. Matt Flynn calls Tommy Tuberville Tommy Tuberville just you know demean him.
That's a fun one,
right?
Yeah. No, this is not intentional. I've heard it different ways, and I guess how do you say it?
Lemieux. Yeah. Whatever. You know. Lemieux,
I thought it was more French that. I thought it was more French, I guess. I don't know. When I read it,
I never
reads
went on a
French.
Date with the man, so I'm not sure.
It reads French, so Lemieux is kind of like the
you
way
know
that
we
I hear
need?
It.
We need my friends Jonathan and Allison, who have adopted a French boy, Paquin. And he could come on and tell us how the correct pronunciation is.
That would be perfect.
Here's a call out to Paquin, the French boy living over in Far West Madison. Is it Lemieux or Lemieux? We'll discuss these issues and many more, much more relevant issues, particularly Bob Spindell, to this texter's point. He is a fraudulent elector. What the heck is he doing helping out with Wisconsin's elections? Come back, take your calls after this. Don't go anywhere. 844-967-2789. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life. The bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 74. Today, under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows around 53. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 72. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
8 a.m. Terry Bell taking over, our news director for the morning newscast, and thrilled to still be able to contribute to the news team, but just taking a little bit of a step back from that side of things to be able to focus on production across the network. And so don't have to wake up as early as I once had to.
Yes.
Kind of enjoying a little bit of sleeping in this week. And on the fourth day of sleeping in, my dog Remy decided to, at 5 a.m., which was old wake-up time. That was the time when I was waking up about 5:30, 5:45-ish these days now, just barking his head off at nothing, it seemed like, in the living room. And so I had to go out there to kind of calm him down. We didn't close the blinds last night, so it's kind of on me, I guess. But I couldn't even see what he would have been barking at. None of the – we got, like, the motion sensor lights on the driveway, too. So, like, if somebody was like coming up the driveway
– deer.
And I don't think there's any deer in my neighborhood. I'm in a pretty core part of Sun Prairie, so there is a very nice park, though, not too far away. So maybe some deer there, but I don't know what it would have been, but nothing was large enough to set off the motion sensors. Like, even a bunny will sometimes set off the motion sensor. Yeah.
Wow.
They're sensitive.
You got big rabbits?
Yeah, you just see
sensitive
it.
Sensitive rabbits?
No, you just sensitive
take
light.
Did you think
counseling? Sensitive light sensors.
Sensitive lights.
Yeah. So if a rabbit runs across the driveway, usually it will set it off. And so nothing was set off. And I was like, what the heck are you barking at? And I kind of just, I picked him up and just in my groggy sleep, walked back to bed and like laid him down. I was like, we're going back to sleep for at least a couple minutes. Come on, let's stop this.
Poor Remy. He's a very good boy.
He is, but
not this morning.
A little on my nerves this morning.
Well, hopefully Luke gets better sleep because he's here again tomorrow, filling in for Mr. Sommers, as is Pat Kreitlow and Matt Flynn will both be here tomorrow. I'm off to Denver, Colorado tomorrow for a Rocky Mountain High.
One of my favorite cities. One of my favorite cities in all of the country. You
know, I've been there twice, I think. My first time in Denver, Colorado was on a trip that we took with the family. My sister was like, I don't know, 10-ish, something like that. Okay. 9, so, maybe.
Yeah.
It's when the Cabbage Patch dolls were huge. And she had to have a Cabbage Patch doll. And so we waited outside like this Toys R Us at like 4:30 in the morning in Denver, Colorado to get her a Cabbage Patch Kid doll.
That is some dedication there for your family.
All right. Yeah, that was and so I've driven through a couple times, but never flown through, but never actually spent a lot of time. So going out, a shout out to my former trainer, roommate, all around great guy, great friend, Joe Berkland. Middle name is Dale, by the way. Isn't that a great, like a race car driver name? Joe Dale Berkland.
Joe Dale. You need all three. You right, need all exactly. three to get the race
yes,
car name.
To get the race car part, yeah. The race car, Joe Dale Berkland, now driving for Midas, Joe Dale Berkland.
The number 4 car.
Exactly. It'd be fantastic. But no, he and his lovely fiance, Rachel, are both physical therapists, graduates here of UW-Madison School of Medicine. So it's Dr. Berkland, thank you very much. So
I wasn't the one that said his name in the first place. No, it was you.
So anyway, I'm going out to the Berkland wedding in Breckenridge. So I have to drive. You know what? I went for the cheapest vehicle I could get.
That's not necessarily always the best choice when it comes to the mountains, though, Todd.
You know what they gave me?
What did they give you?
A minivan.
That's better than maybe one of those like really like tiny light cars.
Right.
I feel like they could have been the cheapest option. And one of those roller skates, I can't imagine fares well there in the mountains. But I'm jealous. Driving into the Rocky Mountains is so much fun. We did Estes Park earlier this year. So
amazing. I love the Rockies.
Amazing. So I am very jealous. But I'll be holding down the fort here. Thanks. while you are enjoying
maybe
Denver.
Maybe I'll have landed by then. Maybe I could give you and Matt a call from the road. We'll see how that goes.
From the minivan?
Yes, from the minivan. Live. Civic Media live on location somewhere in the Rocky Mountains tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Welcome your calls. All the silliness or the more the pertinent issue of Megan Wolf being quote-unquote fired today by the Wisconsin State Senate, even though their attorneys, as Luke points out, don't have the authority to do so. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I want to pick up, Luke, on this point that one of our texters made of Robert Bob Spindell, who sits on the Wisconsin Election Commission, even though he is part of the fake electors, along with Andrew Hitt and other people that went ahead after the 2020 election and said, you know, we're not going to pay any attention to the will of the people. And by the way, let me say this for the 1,000th time, the 2020 elections, both here in Wisconsin and across the country, were absolutely free, fair, and accurate. It has been proven time again by both sides, by reporters. It was an accurate election. But yet Bob Spindell was part of this cabal that have these alternate electors. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you and what you think on this entire situation. So give us a ring-a-ling. We'll put you on the air in just a second. But anyway, the fact that you have, and to the texter's point, that Republicans are okay with an alternate elector like Bob Spindell on the Wisconsin Election Commission, but want to get rid of someone who, from all accounts, Megan Wolf has received national awards for her job as the head of the Wisconsin Election Commission, but Republicans want to get rid of her. I think that says a lot about the mindset and the intent, right? Listen to Matt Flynn direct. He'll talk about intent in legal terms. And the intent here clearly is to get rid of a good government official like Megan Wolf and replace her with a stooge, some Republican stooge that Bob Spindell wants. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go down to Oconomowoc. Bill in Oconomowoc, always great to have you. What say you?
You know what I say is, Megan, let's just reinstate her. Let's just say she's reinstated. They did it illegally. So if they did it legally, we can just reinstate her. And if you don't believe that's right, call Tony Evers' office and ask him to reinstate her, and he can. And then what we ought to say is, these attorneys had her removed, and let's put that on the legal docket for 2026, and we'll discuss it.
Yeah. To Luke's point
but,
as well.
But the thing is, you know, they do this without authority.
Right.
And if they do, we can do the same thing, but they have no authority, so we'll just say she's back in. You know, big deal. They could say anything they want. They can say that Santa Claus is real or whatever.
But now, come on now. He's not. We have kids.
Bill.
We have kids, Bill.
What? Santa's not all real?
Right. All right.
He's real in my house, all Bill. Right. But I get the point. I get the point. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I appreciate the call, Bill. Thanks for listening, as always. Really appreciate it, Bill, to come walk. He's right. And to your point earlier, Luke, I think Megan Wolf should just stay. Don't go anywhere.
I don't think she has to go anywhere.
No. Well, what are they going to do, bring in concealed carry bandits and try to get rid of her? I mean, I don't know.
I don't understand how they think this is going to play out any other way than, it's going to get covered. Already we're seeing, though, the language they want used is being used. Fired, ousted, all of that stuff. Fred Prehn, for 18, 20, what, 21 months, whatever it was a really long time. He just got to go away in a whimper then. After Evers won in a Wisconsin landslide, three percentage points over Tim Michaels last November. Then, when the Republicans, who were playing this whole gambit with not just the Natural Resources Board, as I pointed out, hundreds of appointees that the state Senate just wouldn't take up, with the budget surplus, they were gambling, saying, we're going to try to beat Tony Evers. We're going to make him a one-term governor, and then we can do whatever we want again. We can run roughshod. We don't have to have divided government. We can have it our way. And guess what Wisconsin voters said in November? No. That's what Wisconsin voters said. They elected Tony Evers, re-elected Tony Evers, with a wider margin than what he was first elected to in 2018. And so then Frederick Prehn realized, well, I'm not going to sit on this and hear all these bad press and have all these calls come out saying that I should leave because I'm squatting on the Natural Resources Board, because that's what he was doing. And he resigned quietly. He went away in a whimper. And then the Natural Resources Board got to actually have the appropriate appointments from the Evers administration. But to act like this is going to go any other way, the vote did not, it wasn't authorized. Their lawyers even said it wasn't authorized. This is going to go to courts, and it's going to work its way through the courts. And they're going to be like, sorry, is this reconfirmation vote, you need four commissioners on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and you only had three.
But yet they did it anyway. Power. Let's go back to the phones, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Wisco Paul on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. What say you, Wisco?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, and yes, it is a beautiful, beautiful Thursday afternoon. Too bad we have to talk about GOP or the Republicans, but they're at it again. And everything they're doing right now proves the case for fair maps.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get fair maps because they're not held accountable for any of this, what I'm going to call it, baloney.
thanks for editing yourself. Just, appreciate that.
Yeah. I had to do that because I could, otherwise they cut me off. But it's an amazing thing. I mean, I'm an older gentleman. I remember when the Republican Party stood for things, and it's just kind of stuff would have never happened.
Right.
But they're drunk with power right now. We need fair maps. And Megan Wolf is, I don't even know what party she belongs to, if any. She could be independent for all I know. I mean, she's never really did anything to warrant what they're trying to do here. But I'm just going to leave it this. Fair maps, please, fair maps, and yep. Robin Voss, and the rest of you guys, you're election deniers.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I will say one other thing. It's time for the Democratic Party to stand tall on this. And I don't know if they need to go or go on TV tonight or whatever, but you got to call these people out for this.
Well, Wisco,
it's just ridiculous. So,
Wisco, yeah, my pleasure. You'll like this, Wisco Paul. Your comments, as we say, timely indeed, as Mike Lucas would say. Molly Beck from the Wisconsin Milwaukee Journal Sentinel tweeting this out a few minutes ago. Attorney General, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call holding a press conference at this hour. Call saying that the Wisconsin State Senate action taken today regarding Megan Wolf is, quote, unquote, has no legal effect. Let me say it again. Josh Call, the Attorney General, saying that according to him, who is Wisconsin's top cop, he says that the Senate action today has, quote, no legal effect, unquote.
Well, I hope Robin Voss and Devin I hope they take the same tactic that Voss was saying. You know, we can stop these costly lawsuits with the redistricting proposal. Let's stop the costly lawsuits that will surround this reappointment vote and just go with what the Attorney General says, that this is not taking legal effect. Let's take the legislative lawyers at their word that the reappointment vote was not actually constitutional.
To quote Republicans, they like to say, back the badge. Josh Call is the Wisconsin's top cop. If you want to back the badge, then we got to back the badge and support Wisconsin's top cop, who is Josh Call, saying the Senate action this afternoon on Megan Wolf has no effect. We're going to come back with a little attitude of gratitude, Mimosa Thursday instead of Friday, and one of my favorite guys, David Clark, the former sheriff. He's all hat and no cattle. Back after this, this is the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Out in the street, playing a ball for the band, bring a nick of happy feet.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Successful locations. Ignite Glass and Gifts thanks you for your continued support. We'll be here as long as you need us. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and bait. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. One solid decade. Man, does that feel good.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip with the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm today, with daytime highs approaching 77. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 57. Overcast. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow, 73. Overcast skies. Upper 60s Sunday. Low 70s Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 51 degrees.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to the Dollarville Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, 10 minutes away from the top of the hour news, weather, and then our friend Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct takes over just after 6 minutes past the hour. Great show, as always, from Matt Flynn Direct. Going to tell it to you direct, going to get into some calls. I'm going to give you a laugh as well, so don't miss that. Coming up after the top of the news, Mr. Luke Mathers in for Mr. Aaron Zommers. Appreciate that. Going to get to a little attitude of gratitude here in a minute, Luke, but I don't want to leave without touching on this story because I think it's fantastic.
On a quick programming note, too, Devil's Advocates radio show live on the road. They're going on their Fall in Love tour beginning today. The next couple Thursdays and Fridays is going to be out on the road. I believe Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, up in Wausau. This afternoon.
Well, I'm sure that Crudy and Dom will find some love in Wausau.
Hopefully they do. That's, I believe, the goal of the tour. At least falling in love with local radio all across the state with your Civic Media stations.
Absolutely. So that'll be exciting. So live from beautiful Wausau, Wisconsin. Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6. Very good. From the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, great reporter Lawrence Andrea. This headline, former Sheriff David Clark feuds with National Republicans over potential challenge to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. This is fantastic. Here's the deal. Tammy Baldwin is one of the best legislators and politicians in the last 25 years here in the state of Wisconsin. She gets it, right? She's certainly a Democrat, and she stands up for many things that the Democratic Party stands for and wants, but she's principled. In that she represents everyone in the state and goes out and talks to people and can relate and sit down in a bar in northern Wisconsin and be as comfortable as she is on the Isthmus of Madison. And that has made her nearly unbeatable, the way that she conducts her business and herself. So you got this Yahoo. You might remember former Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., who was just a complete disaster as a sheriff. And I never met the guy, but just seems like a miserable person. Some of the things he said over the years, attacking people, going off in airports, it reminds me of look at my badge. I wear a star. He's from Wisconsin and he wears a cowboy hat. I'm just a simple country boy from Richland Center, Wisconsin and Southwest Wisconsin, but a great guy, a real cattleman. That I knew back in Richland County, Avery Marshall, who has passed away many years ago. Avery Marshall, great cattleman. He used to say about people like David Clark, all hat and no cattle. That's what he would call a guy like David Clark. Well, here's the deal. David Clark is yearning for relevancy because he went away and worked in the Trump administration and not even the Trump people could put up with this guy. That shows you what kind of a goofball he is. Well, now he wants to run for the Republican nomination. But even the Republicans out in D.C. don't want anything to do with him. So Clark tweets this out on the Twix, not Twitter, not X, but Twix. I will not allow, quote, I will not allow the NRSC and the NRC to leave me high and dry after the primary. They want nothing to do with me, he wrote. They can't control me. They would sacrifice winning control of the Senate rather than get behind me, unquote. Well, reporters caught up to, on Wednesday, caught up to the NRSC, that's the chairman of the kind of the committee, the political arm of the National Senate Republicans, Steve Daines, a senator from Montana. And when asked about Sheriff Clark, he laughed. He laughed out loud. He said, quote, "Well, we're looking for candidates who can win primaries and general elections," unquote. And then left it there.
That's a pretty strong statement right there.
Right? Not even Republicans want anything to do with David Clark. So if you hear anything about this guy, he's all hat and no cattle. As Matt Flynn would say, he's bad news. He's bad news. Usually we do this on Fridays. I am off tomorrow. Matt Flynn is here in hour two. Pat Kreitlow is in hour one. And
Luke Mathers in hour one and two.
He's here all day. So we're going to do a little attitude of gratitude. Mr. Mathers, what are you grateful for this week?
I'm grateful for something that takes my mind off of the stresses of work. Yes. Wednesday evenings, my sand volleyball team, starting off the fall league. It's a little chillier out than the summer league, but we had a W last night for the second week in a row, taking care of business here in the fall, and just grateful for the awesome friends that gather on Wednesday nights and we play some sand volleyball together, and thankful for that opportunity and really great outlet to, you know, relieve some stress, get some physical activity done, and just have an all-around great time. And, you know, it doesn't hurt the pitchers of beer there, too.
All right. what did Lincoln say, to paraphrase? I trust in the people when given the truth, or when given the facts to believe the truth, and a beer.
Yeah, I mean, there you go.
I am grateful for, we're always talking about on at least this show, and I think on yours too, that we want leaders in the state legislature in America. Here is a guy, Democratic State Senator Tim Carpenter, who represents much of Milwaukee in the 3rd District. We don't have time to read the entire thing, but follow Senator Carpenter on Twitter or go to his Facebook. This guy put out a statement. It's fantastic.
Yes.
I'm going to read it. It says, once again, Robin Voss and Assembly Republicans are attempting to sell their fellow Wisconsinites a bill of goods. The bill that the Assembly Republicans introduced yesterday leaves the authority to gerrymander the state of Wisconsin in their hands. And he goes on, says, Robin believes that his deathbed conversion to wash away the judicial process to review Republican gerrymandering. But this bill does not settle the matter of whether partisan gerrymandering is illegal under the Wisconsin Constitution, and it does not resolve the other claims put forward by the lawsuit. That's how you write a press release. The final sentence here, the people deserve answers to those questions, and it is provided under Article 1, Section 1 of our Constitution. They deserve a government with powers derived from the consent of the governed. That's what you don't just say, no, I don't want to play. You point out why it's important. You tell people what you think and why it's important. Here's a guy, Tim Carpenter, State Senator Tim Carpenter, who is a leader. And I appreciate him. I'm grateful for him. Appreciate great friends like Joe Berkland and his lovely fiance, Rachel, who I'm going out to their wedding, because life is short, Lukester, and everybody else out there. Take it from a middle-aged guy. And you got to enjoy every day, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you realize as you get older, it's those small nucleus of friends who have seen you in your good and your bad, and they still love you anyway. And that's the kind of guy Joe Berkland is, this kind of friend he is. And also, he has scored a goal on the Madison Flamingos goalie at his bachelor party.
Really?
I got the video to prove it.
There you go. The forward flock?
Yes. We went there for his bachelor party. And so one of his other friends paid to like have us go down on the field, and Joe got one shot to score a goal, and the goalie says to Joe, he says, you're not going to make this, and Joe goes, yeah, you're probably right. One never hit a soccer ball in his life. He played quarterback at UW Platteville, scored on the Madison Flamingo goalie.
There you go.
That's an athlete. We'll see you on Monday, Matt Flynn, Pat Kreitlow, and a special thanks to Luke Mathers will be here tomorrow. We'll see you on Monday. Until then, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, Luke, who lives like we do?
We do.
We do. Keep banging your drum. See you later.
Banging on your drum.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
WFHR, and the Wisconsin Ag. Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE. Broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry.